Hey everyone, welcome to another week of Day to Day with Sarah and Dave. I'm Sarah, and with me is my amazingly handsome husband, Dave.
Hello.
We're going to redeem her. Well, okay, I'm going to redeem myself. My last podcast was not the best.
Yeah.
So any of you guys who listen, if that was your first one and you decided to come back, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just glad you're back after that.
Let's really hope bad. It stays. Yeah, I don't even know what happened. It was just, the wheels fell off.
So bad.
Yeah, so it was. Bad. I mean, those of you might be out there thinking, oh, it really wasn't that bad. Oh, I could do so much better.
Yeah, I don't think there are many out there saying, oh, it really wasn't that bad.
I mean, there was only 10 listeners, so yeah. I mean...
You're not supposed to put that information out there.
I know, there's going to be more listeners.
That's like the YouTube subscriber thing. If it's private, it's private, you know?
I don't know that it's really that private.
It is. It's a big deal. Some people don't want others to know.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
Maybe when we make it big and we're having millions a week, maybe. I don't think we're going to get to that point, though.
I do. I mean, that's why we were even looking at microphones at Best Buy.
Yeah,
tonight.
But I like these lapel ones for right now.
Yeah, mine's broken.
You broke it, not me. That's
well, why I
you
didn't
get
mean to
that
sit
one.
On it. Like you're the one that put it like where I was getting ready to
I
sit.
Think,
I think you sabotaged it.
I did not.
You did it on purpose.
Why would I sabotage something like that?
Exactly. Why would you do that, Sarah?
I don't know, Dave. I don't know.
Jeez.
So we did the, you know, standard adult date today and went shopping. Did not go to Lowe's or Home Depot, but we've been going and looking at furniture to try to figure out what other furniture we're going to outfit the house in and what place we want to go to and, you know, look at prices, you know, all those comparisons because we don't necessarily go for the cheapest thing. We like to find good quality, like that price point, you know, that's not necessarily the cheapest, but yet it's going to last you a while. You're going to get some good bang for your buck. What do you say, babe?
Well, we went out to look at, like, couches and a coffee bar thing and other pieces of furniture, and we came away with saying, yes, we're getting a pool table.
That will have a ping pong table thing on top of it.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's going to be so great. I actually have a very set vision for the basement already.
Yeah, this house is going to be very substantial.
Yes, in a way.
Like, we got a lot of space. It looks amazing.
Yes, we are going to have shingles on it and windows probably in the next week. And we'll have HVAC, not that it'll be running yet. But HVAC, ductwork, plumbing and electrical and windows are the next steps, and then it's drywall.
Yeah, freaking what a time to be alive. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we should have been here like 2 months ago, but...
That's okay. I like being cozy with you guys.
I do and I don't. Like, I'm too easily distracted being in the middle of everything for my work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like being able to just talk. But now you've been busier with work, so I try to talk to you, and you're, like, busy.
Yeah, pretty important.
It's like, what the heck?
Yeah,
it's like, just go to work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Valentine's Day has passed?
Yeah, we had a great Valentine's Day. I got one little, what is it? I don't know what you call it, the coffee
pot. The mocha
pot. A mocha pot. Yeah, I love it.
M-O-K-A.
I think it's amazing.
Yes, we're going to phase out the espresso machine once we finish our espresso.
Doing a lot of coffee these days.
Yeah.
By that, I mean like two a day.
Yeah, you don't really do much pop, though.
No.
So.
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah.
And I got some pretty toasty, warm boots that are easy to put on.
Yeah, at first you didn't think they were going to fit right, but now...
And they were fine.
Yeah.
Warm.
And a book.
Oh, well, the book was kind of for us.
Well,
yeah. So, but the book, which got packaged, was part of our subscribe and save.
Yeah.
So yeah. I opened it, and there was my collagen protein. Unflavored.
Yeah. Bless your heart, Amazon.
Well, I mean, they're saving, on packaging materials, so.
Yeah, and making the whole holiday shopping very confusing. I knew what my gift was early because Alexa told me. Well, Alexa told you and I was in the next room over. I would have
Again,
heard it
why we
anywhere in
would
our
have been in
apartment.
the.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might have turned her on. And
Really? Yeah.
that.
In our house, I mean, it's we're gonna you're gonna be able to get lost in our house
It's not that
compared to this.
substantial.
Oh,
Yeah,
it's gonna
so compared to this,
be
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that is
I think you're
correct.
gonna like having the home office, and I'm gonna be upstairs in my office. I think you're gonna
Yeah,
enjoy
well,
that.
that way I don't have to. You can be segregated away because you need to be away from things.
Away from
Like
things.
quiet. You like quiet when you're
Quiet.
actually working.
Really?
And don't like to be bothered. Yeah, for you really liking to spend all this time with me, you really do like your peace and quiet. So don't ever say that you don't need any of that alone time or peace and
Well,
quiet.
I mean, if I'm doing something, I prefer it to be quiet, but.
Or like when you go to sleep. That was seriously like when I was telling the boys, that was probably my biggest adjustment when we got married. When you had to sleep in pitch black and all quiet, and I don't know that I had ever done that in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That was the worst part of us getting married and
Wow,
living
so
together
you're
at first.
quite a well-kept woman, you know?
Well, I mean, as a newlywed, I mean, I would hope that would be my biggest complaint.
Yeah, I mean, very few other complaints.
You just touch.
Yeah.
Tell you what. You and your flowing beard.
Yeah, gonna. I might get my beard trimmed this week. I don't know. We'll see if I can fit it in the schedule.
The expansive schedule. I do actually have to go to the store.
Yeah, you got a nice haircut today.
I did. I know nobody can see it. I mean, unless you see me on the regular.
Yeah.
So, then we went to your birthday.
Yeah, and I didn't leave the house on my birthday, which was great.
The big 4-0, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I felt like we didn't make a big enough deal.
I felt like the deal was just perfect.
Yeah, and your birthday present still is not here.
No, but
And
that makes it even better.
yeah, and I owe my niece a birthday present because her birthday was yesterday. And Thomas's was yesterday as well. If Rachel let him listen, he'll know that we gave him a birthday shout out.
Yeah, I wished him a happy birthday
I
via
did too.
social media.
I did too.
Yeah. Good
Yes.
people.
Well, I mean, she's family, so. I mean,
Yeah.
not that family is necessarily good, but I mean, you're really. Like, I'm really way more tolerant of my family and people I'm already friends with of, like, dumb things they might do. Not that Rachel's done anything dumb. I mean, she's been trying to find you an appointment to go to her dental office for quite some time now. And by quite some time, I mean several days
I
worth.
mean, there will be an appointment eventually. I'm not too
I'll
worried
probably
about
call in there and just get on the schedule
it. Yeah.
for you. And I'd rather you call because I really don't like having to go, hey, will this work or will this work? Like, just make your own appointment.
Okay. Just this is
Because you
the
gotta
first that I'm
decide.
hearing of this.
Well, you do that. We do this game, like, even with, like, when we make the regular doctor appointment or the chiropractor appointment. Like, you're like, hey, just make it. And I'm like,
Sir, I
oh.
make my own chiropractor appointments.
And I'm standing there putting it in the calendar
Okay.
because I go with you.
Okay, well, you
Because
don't.
you like for me to go.
Do you want to just like go out to the car and let me do it, or what are we talking about here?
I don't know,
This is again, these are extremely
but.
little things that are a clear demonstration of how well kept you are.
Yeah. Nobody's arguing
I know.
that.
I know.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah. I will tell you that you were very patient with me when you're like, so what's for dinner tonight?
Yeah, and that's when you start like processing, like,
Oh, I had been all day,
well, I
funny
know, but
enough.
actually be like, oh crap, I gotta put this together. And,
Yeah, but yesterday I was tired. We got up early. I did not sleep well. And I walked in, I don't know, probably about 4 o'clock. And I looked at Dave and I said, I'd like to go to Bibby Bop and get a bowl tonight for dinner. I'm not cooking. And he really appreciated that I was just honest. And then I decided I was not going to cook.
Yeah, it was really nice. Like I said, David didn't like it the last time you got him something there,
Well,
but
it's because I put some of the pickled stuff on there. That was my bad.
oh, but Isaac really liked it yesterday.
Yeah, David would have liked it more if he would have picked his own stuff.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I'll have to
That
take
was
him
my
there.
bad.
Yeah.
Isaac was slightly. Oh, excuse me. Isaac was slightly disappointed that he might have picked the wrong place to work.
Well, he doesn't know
He
that
doesn't
yet.
know. I mean, he's only worked the one day at Core Life. He did not work on Sunday. Hopefully, he'll get to work again this Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see. If not, he can go back to the drawing board.
Mean, he's still technically employed by them, so
Yeah.
just gotta find
Just in
something.
2 weeks, he's worked like 2.5 hours.
I mean, he doesn't have to have a job. I mean, we didn't force David in by well, we really didn't force him. We didn't really have David work until he was like 17 and a half, and Isaac's 15 and a half.
Yeah.
So I mean, we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing well though.
Oh,
Isaac
I think
finished
so.
basketball season. I think he did really well. They're going to Top Golf tomorrow.
They are going to Topgolf, and that means we are going to IKEA.
Yeah.
By the way, you know the Columbus one? Topgolf? There's one not far from the other IKEA, the IKEA there, too.
That's weird.
They must be like in cahoots with each other.
Yeah.
Just a fun fact for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The next time I'm in Columbus by myself, I'll think about maybe
You
going.
won't, but we will. I mean, sooner or later, we'll do
Yeah.
that because I want to go to Roadrunner Sports just because.
Yeah, this
Not
is
that I need a
yeah.
pair of shoes.
Yeah, this is great, me working from home. I do have to go to a meeting Tuesday,
Yeah.
although, but I really like just not going anywhere.
I don't. I mean, well, I like going places. I
Yeah,
really
well, I
do,
like
but
going, I mean, we go to the gym.
I like on our terms.
Yeah, go and look and see the progress of the house.
Soon enough,
Go to
we'll
the kids'
be in the
events.
house.
David is officially signed up for 70.3.
And a 70.3 for you people out there, that is a half Ironman. That means you do a 1900, yes, no, sorry, 1.2 mile swim, sorry. And which I guess would be about 1900 meters, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's
Oh, I
1900
was right.
meters.
Yes. So 1.2 mile swim, a 56 mile bike ride, and a 13.1 mile run,
Yes.
which averages out to be anywhere between 4 and 8 hours of exercise, depending on your speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, about four.
Yeah, he'll tear it up.
Yeah. So, So he will get ready to do his enrollment for classes. I think it's like the, I think I saw the deadlines. It's like the second or third week of March. It's like shortly before Easter.
Big things coming for David.
Yes. Very exciting.
Yeah. Isaac went straight to today. They were doing conditioning for soccer.
Oh, he was so excited. He wants to go back to being a goalie again.
Yeah, which they wanted him to do that. I mean
I
it
know.
with his size.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of the ball. He moves pretty quickly. He has a really good wingspan, and he's coachable.
Yeah, and by really good wingspan, I mean nobody else is anywhere close.
I love watching him walk with other soccer players. Because
Yeah.
I mean that most soccer players are a little below average in height to average height. And
Yeah.
he's well above average.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, occasionally you'll get somebody that's 6'2", 6'3", in the high school level, but it's really fun to watch.
Yeah. Even basketball this year, there was nobody that was, if anything, like more than like an inch taller than him on any team, if even that.
Moeler
Oh, well,
had several on their varsity.
Yeah, on varsity,
Yeah,
yeah.
but on JV, no, there
But
was
for
a couple that were,
sophomores and all that.
yeah, they're on JV. So I can't wait to see what, for both sports, what he does in the off season, what type of lifting he does, like really how he decides that he wants, this wants to pan out. And also, I'm gonna say this first here, first heard here on the pod. I'm not sure if he'll do band or not next year.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do band.
I think, I'm hoping he will because then he can keep doing different things. But he hasn't really found a whole bunch of friends in band yet because the dynamic of band is different here than what it was in Alabama.
Yeah.
And it's, and it actually, it kind of, you know, it kind of hurts my heart. And of course, he hasn't been able to practice much because, you know, we're in the apartment and that really just would not be the nicest thing to do. Just
Just
gonna
bring
put that
out the
out
old
there.
baritone. Yeah.
Yes. And he is doing an excellent job driving. I did yell at him though the other day and made him get out of the car in the
Yeah.
middle of the
Sounds
gas
like there's a
station.
headache involved, and
Oh, I
maybe
ended up
some
getting a headache from
bystanders wanting to know if they might have needed to intervene.
it was just, yeah. Oh, that was exciting. We had a lot of snow this week and some cold weather. We did not lose power like Texas, though, or water.
Yeah, we'll have a day in the 50s next week.
And several in the upper 30s and 40s, which is very good for snow melting, but then it makes it muddy. I can't wait to get back out on the trails again, but I only want to do a certain level of mud though with the dogs. Like slightly wet trails is all right, but when they're all muddy, it's really tough. And I just, it's because it's been like so cold, I haven't wanted to brave the cold to go out there or cross the road
Yeah,
here.
same thing here. It's gonna take me a while to acclimate.
I'm not acclimated at this point, but I've got a little extra insulation.
Yeah, I've been wearing like a scarf.
Like seriously, today I laughed at him.
Gloves, scarf, hat.
He was going to walk over to the mail room, which is in the next building over, and it's an approximate 90-second walk.
Well, I have to go around now because you can't just go through the snow.
Well, I mean, you can, but you just don't want to.
No, I
Like, you
freaking,
just don't want, like, I mean, not you don't want to, you
I
general.
almost broke a limb last time to go in that way when I slipped on the
Yeah, I've
ice.
been going around for a long time. So he puts, I'm giggling as I'm watching this. I see him put his scarf on. And then I see him get his jacket on. And then the hat goes on. And then I start chuckling because I'm like, oh boy. And then the gloves go on. And I'm like, I was like, you know, you're just going to the mailbox. It was the cutest
It
thing.
was cold out.
It was like 25 degrees.
Yeah, that's cold.
I mean, it's cold, but I mean, when you're walking like 2 minutes, I mean, the hat and gloves and stuff, probably a little bit much. Like, I left my coat in the car when we were going in and out of the furniture stores.
That's
I
different.
get so hot in the store.
Yeah, that and this coat that you have, like you can't drive somewhere without like taking the coat off
Oh, it's really
mid-driving.
warm.
Yeah, apparently it is. I've done a lot
Like,
of helping you take it off while you drive.
yeah, maybe when I get thinner again, it'll just be better.
You have lost some weight.
Yeah, but like a little more going
We had to
on.
do some tests. We had another minor scare, but you're
Well, I
fine.
wasn't. I'm gonna be very clear that I actually, aside from the annoyance of having to do it, I was not worried, but my mammogram had shown some calcifications, which most of the time are an indicator of changes or inflammation that is caused, and but it can also be, you know, an indicator of cancer. So they did take a biopsy, and all was fine, but I figured it was inflammation and everything changing since, you know, I had had surgery on both sides. So we're good. All the more reason why we just keep taking care of ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, doing a good job with it.
Yeah, except for our son yesterday. Let me say, like, it's just the standard, like, teenager. I'm like, we told him he was on his own for dinner, so we come home, and Dave decides to suggest we had some ramen, like, the noodle in a cup, like, ramen noodle in a cup that has, those little bits of, like, pea, and is there a little bit of carrots in there, too?
There's also corn, Sarah.
Corn's the other
I
one,
mean, it's
yes,
quite
yeah.
it's the vegetable medley, if you will.
Yeah, but and I'll give him that. I mean, not quite one full serving of veggies, but I'll give, you at least put forth a half of an effort, right? And as he's waiting for the water to boil, he sits down with a big bowl of chips. So then he's like, "Well, these are potatoes." And I'm like, "I just can't even. Like, I just can't because there was no like." I get wanting to keep it simple, but I mean, he could have went for a can of soup and I would have been happier with that.
Yeah, that
Or a
was.
sandwich, not just his hot sauce and bread that he really likes to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love him. He's gonna live on his own sometime soon.
I think I ate much worse because I ate whatever I cooked from like 13 on.
Well, and you ate probably like, I mean, you would make steaks for dinner, roast, chicken, like you would do that, and then probably corn and potatoes,
Yeah, but
and
I.
some type of rice or noodle,
Yeah, like the
which,
hamburger helper
and
stuff.
so not great, but. Your big thing was you probably didn't have a variety more than anything. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but there was very little variety.
Yeah, I only really cooked dinner like just about every night until I was like 16 or so, and then I'd either be at like whatever, like track practice, or I'd just, it was easier for me just to go from school to work because then I could eat there and I only had to make food for myself and I got paid for it.
Very true.
Yeah.
And of course, once we started dating, I'm sure there were quite a few days. Your mom was cooking some then. When we
Yeah.
were dating, your mom was cooking.
Yeah, so she.
It was, I mean, it wasn't like chef level, but she was cooking.
Yeah, she did a good job, but I mean, she could only use one arm and all that, and it really wasn't that safe for her to do it.
Well, you guys were usually home when she
Yeah.
was doing any type of cooking, and a lot of it, more of it, involved the microwave and one pot, like where she didn't have to pick up a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like she could open cans because I think she used the electric can opener and other stuff like that. So she, I mean, she did end up cooking because I would have dinner at your house some nights,
Yeah, and I
and
will
you
tell
would eat
you,
at my
yeah,
house.
I will tell you 100% of the cooking was either my mom or myself.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, your sister, when we started dating, she wasn't around very much. Between staying at your grandma's a lot for post-secondary type stuff, dating whichever boy she was dating, not that there were that many. She had like,
Jeez.
I think she had like two different by
Jeez,
the when
yeah.
we were dating.
Good Lord, yeah. Sorry, Sherry.
Like that was the
Good Lord.
like I know, but yeah, she wasn't like, and then she moved out, and then the Air Force fed her. I mean, she kind of had to go get it, but you know what I mean. They didn't like spoon feed her,
Yeah.
but yeah. So, and then your dad, I don't see him as much of the chef type.
No, it's more like.
Crystal cooks
Warm
now.
up a bowl of soup or
Yeah, Crystal cooks
stuff
now.
like that. Yeah.
Like, I mean, you've been making your own lunch.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting. Like, it's gonna change. I'm not gonna need to eat as many carbs because I have an insulin pump on the way. So that's gonna make a big difference.
Well, yeah. Yes and no. It will. I think it'll just give you a little freedom for you to not have to time things quite the same.
Well, yeah,
If you make
before
sense.
I like do my lunchtime, like ride my bicycle in the bedroom while working, I can just shut off my insulin delivery instead of eating like rice or something beforehand.
But I mean, it's usually, yeah. I mean, I would just eat anyways just because I would be hungry. You'd probably have to play with it and see how you feel between both. Because sometimes it's like, okay, fuel wise, like when I eat, when I'm like more fasted, like that's probably gonna make a difference. It's not all about the blood sugar on some of that.
Yeah, and then some of it when I get up to like my bike rides, like up around like between 60 and 100 miles, I am gonna try some where I don't eat that much, just so I can kind of test and see what I need to do and all that. I did that
What do you
yesterday
mean, eat that much before or during?
during. I did that yesterday where I tried stuff that I plan on using during the Ironman when I did my treadmill half marathon yesterday that I'm still recovering from. That was horrible. Like, that's never a good idea at all. Like, I don't know why I do that.
Because you do. Well, the big thing with the nutrition on the bike, especially, I mean, that's to ensure you have enough carbs and electrolytes on board. Again, that sh like your blood sugar technically should not come into play because you should be fueling your body so it does not run out of carbohydrate stores or sodium
Yeah.
or potassium or any other electrolytes. I
That's
mean,
the
so that purpose is different.
biggest thing that I was telling David. Like, he's gonna fly on the bike. I mean, he actually has a way nicer triathlon bike than me, but he was also the high school state champ.
Yeah, but your road bike is super nice.
Yeah, there's actually like Profile Design has these new road bike aero bars that actually the pad comes like way back, and there's a slight possibility that I might do my half and my full on my road bike with those bars.
Don't see why you
Like, we'll
couldn't.
find out soon.
Yeah.
Especially with it being just as flat as it is and all that.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to how confident you feel with the shifting on your Quintana.
Yeah. Yeah,
What's
well,
your name or his name? What's your bike's name? I mean, you had Frank. Does that one have a name?
no. No, neither
But
of the
just
two.
Frank. You only named Frank.
Well, I haven't it's been weird. Like, so David and I have both gotten like new used bikes that we were supposed to be using all the time, and we do use them all the time, but we haven't been able to like do a race on them in the last like over a year.
Yeah, I'll be excited actually for this weather if it stays warm to really get out and enjoy some outside time. Like, I can do it out in the 30 and below, but I'd really rather it be closer to 40 or 50 if I'm out running, walking, biking outside.
Yeah, well, we hadn't, I mean, we
Our
hadn't
puppies need some time out
Yeah, we
too.
hadn't done a winter like this in a while, but it went from like fairly comfortable to like really cold. Like nothing.
Actually, I mean, it was in the mid-30s for quite a few weeks. Like, and that's generally the average temperature. But man, this what past week and a half probably being in the 20s for the most part.
Yeah, the one day the kids missed school, or one of the many days they've missed school, was for the temperature, it seemed like.
I didn't have the roads all the way cleared. And I think the buses gauge that a lot more. And having high school, because we don't have high school buses, between the high school, but like the high schoolers driving themselves, and I mean, not all of them, but and no buses for the high, and the buses for the other schools. That, I mean, that's the biggest factor because those things don't have a ton of control.
Yeah.
So, man, lots going on.
Yeah, we're staying pretty busy.
I know. I'm excited for us to finish our strength-based marriage book.
Yeah. And Sunday, we go to start our thing at church for being Connect Group leaders.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll get to do that, and then I get to paint on Sunday with some people from our neighborhood.
I gave you your little pep talk on that, like,
Yeah, the last time we did a painting thing for when, well, actually, it was for Creighton, technically, for whatever, student government or something was.
I was all about all the free stuff I got to do through them.
And it was great and I had fun, but I kept trying to add some little touches and I ended up not really being happy with
Yeah,
my
you need to
picture.
just pick a point and just stop.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with abstract type stuff. I'd rather just paint, like, give me a landscape to paint.
Yeah.
Really and honestly. Give me some type of
That's gonna
other
be nice.
picture.
I mean, that's pretty cool that we're moving to a neighborhood where somebody like set up a group to go and paint, a group of women to
You
go
better
and paint.
believe I'm gonna be hosting some
Yeah.
bunko.
It's all women, right?
Yeah.
So we could play that almost like if we get the card table or whatever in our basement.
Oh, bunko does. No, bunko, you have like multiple different tables of four, and you go around and you go like throw your dice, do that, and then winner and loser pairs, they stay, and then you gotta mix it up. It's like, it's the world's greatest game. Like, of socialization and game of chance and prizes. I
Yeah.
haven't played in like 10 years. It's been way too
Yeah, we're
long.
really gonna like our neighborhood. I mean, the houses around us are beautiful too.
Oh, I
It's
think
really nice.
I just love our community as a whole so far. And I can't wait to get more involved and it's gonna be great. We'll get involved with the church. Well, you know, I think I'm gonna try to get involved somehow with the community center.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. I may just go in and help stock shelves or other stuff. I'd like to pick up some stuff for their food pantry thing.
Yeah, Isaac and I were. It seemed like they have a really good setup there when we went and did painting and all that there.
Yeah, and by painting, he means painting of walls. Not like painting of pictures, you know, like I'm gonna go do on.
Yeah, I think that was pretty well understood, dear.
I'm just making sure, you know?
Yeah.
You know, no room for interpretation.
Yeah.
Very clear. Concise. You know I'm so cute. I am so glad we decided the podcast tonight. You are the real MVP.
I know, yeah. I have some pretty good ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure do.
You had a good idea last night when you just started making popcorn. It was very good.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't that good last night. I gotta work on some flavorings.
Oh yeah, so you put the one seasoning in, but it needs to be more butter and ranch
But I
based.
can't do any of those.
Oh, that's
That's why I
terrible.
didn't do it.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, we gotta
I know
find
what.
one
Next
seasoning.
time we'll just do it separate again. I just was too lazy to do it in separate bowls
I
last
found
night.
that vegan cheese they have at Costco now. Like, we might have to go make a trip to
I have
Costco.
vegan cheese that I can use right now. I gotta go through those first.
Oh, okay.
But then, so.
Yeah, we'll have to go to Costco anyways. We got supposedly you're supposed to use the stuff I use for my balding for so many weeks, and if it doesn't help, you're supposed to return it. It didn't help.
Really? I thought we said we thought it
Oh no.
did.
Oh no. When you start digging and all that, like it's bad, Sarah.
Well, yeah, honey, you're losing your hair.
Indeed I am.
Mine's getting a little gray, but thankfully I'm still behind where you're at, so.
Yeah, jeez. It's a good thing I'm so good looking.
Yeah, big 4-0.
I know.
Older man.
My
I
midlife crisis.
don't think we're to the midlife yet.
No.
I don't know. We're gonna have to decide soon on if we're gonna go on our Pampered Chef trip or not. I really want to, but I really don't want to have them. Like the chance of them telling us we have to either be one immunized
Yeah.
or two or have to take the test and then somehow get a false positive or something and get stuck one place or another.
We're going to be at a point soon where we're going to be able to go to all these things. Because they're really nice, like when they're able to do them.
Oh, I love our trips. Well,
Yeah.
and next year's Puerto Rico. I mean, I do still want to do the Bahamas, but and we have over, I mean, we have like 6 weeks before we start the process of them deciding, and they may come out and say, it's not really, they're not really wanting to have a group this size. We're gonna have to change what we do and see how that goes. I don't know. It's not until August, so I mean, there's a lot of time.
Yeah, I think it'll work itself out.
Yeah, so we'll be into the house and settled. I'm still hoping that we're in the house before May begins.
Yeah, or in the process of getting into that, you know.
Yeah, I mean the house is done and ready where we can go. Like
Yeah.
we will boogie, and I just need to know the general date so we can start freaking actually knowing the timelines for us to get this furniture and stuff, because if we have a date and we go and buy a piece of furniture here local, be like, can you hold it until this day? It's going to be a yes or a no. But right now
Right.
we don't know exactly, so they don't always have that exact answer.
Right. Yeah.
So
So yeah, we'll get there. I'm so happy that we picked the house that we did to build. I mean, oh, it's taken forever, but
yeah, it is definitely not the biggest one overall, but
yeah.
it is our largest house because of the basement.
Yeah, and what we wanted, I mean, it was non-negotiable. We needed things like a first floor master.
Yep.
We wanted a two-story living room.
I didn't care
Yeah,
about that.
we had to have a two-car garage.
A three car.
Or I'm
Yeah.
sorry, three-car garage. And then we'd up, I mean, we probably have more rooms than, I mean, we would have been okay with like one less room. But it's gonna feel
Well,
huge.
what happened was where it ended up being bigger, and I'm with you, like our house in Nebraska, our whole basement overall was finished other than that bathroom in there. And the natural unfinished part that you have in every house. I didn't want to have a basement that wasn't finished. So of course we were going to go to more over less. Like I'd rather have the whole thing
Yeah.
finished. And, us say have that extra guest room once the kids move out, right? That bedroom down there. But
Yeah.
then at least we have that flexibility. Same with the bedrooms upstairs. Like, we're not going to use those forever, but we're going to have space when people come visit.
Yeah.
And then we both have offices that way.
And then we expanded the morning room and then our bedroom, so that made
Which are
like
the.
the basement a lot bigger.
Well,
Like,
which, yeah, exactly. I mean, but those two areas between the living room, morning room, kitchen, and our room are the ones that we're going to use all the time for the duration of us being in that house.
yeah, I like it. I mean, the corner lot, like the way that the house is situated and all that, and the like the straight in on like the side road. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm real excited. The big porch and stuff.
Yes, we do have a decent
Gonna
sized
be.
porch. I love the
Yeah.
big windows in the back, where eventually, I think I do. I love the idea of that, like one that we saw today, where you had like where you can slide the cover over or do on a pergola, because then it's not a full-on roof over the patio. And then once we eventually get the hot tub, we'll do something that's covered over that.
Yeah. And by eventually, I'm pretty sure, like by the end of the year, we'll have the hot tub.
Probably.
Especially at that, like that place that we went to today that had the, like
Oh,
the
they
pool
had way
tables
better
and
stuff.
stuff and the
And
hot tub.
I really like that they actually had the stupid prices on there. Like the last one of the other hot tub places that we went and looked at, they didn't have prices on it.
Yeah, I
And
wasn't
it's like,
impressed.
well, I don't like to have to ask you what the price is.
Yeah, I don't want to go from, because I mean, some of them I didn't even look at because they were like way above what I wanted to spend.
Like, I mean, Well, and you look at the size. I mean, yeah, we could do something that monstrosity, but again, how often are we going to have more than maybe four people in the hot tub? Almost never. So,
99% of the time it's going to be two people.
yeah, and when, you know, we maybe have mom and dad over or somebody else over or the kids want to play in the hot tub, you know, like Carrie and Josh's
Yeah,
size, you know?
yeah,
Like,
jeez.
not our
Good Lord, we got
kids.
teenage boys.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. No, they better not be doing that type of
Yeah, good Lord,
activity.
sir.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah, moving on.
It's about snack time anyways.
Yeah.
This was
Yeah,
great.
you did a better job. I mean, I'm always good.
Yeah, so perfect. I'm excited. This has been a great episode. I think I've redeemed myself.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, great. Great. So, I hope everybody has an amazing week, and we can't wait to chat with you again here soon. So, have a great one, guys. Bye.